Today's word is tradition. In the theological sense, it is the word of God concerning faith and morals, not written but transmitted orally from Christ to the apostles, and from them to their successors down to us. Tradition is said to be not written, not in the sense that it cannot be contained in any writing, but in that it was not written under divine inspiration. For example, that infants are validly baptized is tradition, namely, word of God, non-written revelation, because it is not contained in any inspired written work, although it is recorded in the works of nearly all ancient ecclesiastical writers. Tradition is called divine if it was taught directly by Jesus Christ. It is called divine apostolic if the apostles did not learn it from the lips of the Lord, but received it through inspiration of the Holy Spirit, according to the promise of Christ. The Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, will teach you all things, and bring all things to your mind whatsoever I shall have said to you. John 14:26. Having established as their fundamental principle that the Holy Scripture contains all divine revelation, the Protestants logically denied the existence of tradition and restricted themselves to the Bible as the sole rule of faith. The Council of Trent, on the contrary, in Session 4, defined that doctrine regarding faith and morals is, quote, contained both in the written books and in non-written tradition, end quote, and at the same time declared that one must accept pari pietatis affectuit reverentia, with pious affection and reverence, the two sources of revelation. The economy established by Jesus Christ for the propagation of the gospel shows efficaciously the existence of tradition. Indeed, after having preached and not written his doctrine, Jesus entrusted to his apostles the mission not of writing, but of propagating orally all that they had heard from his lips or would learn from the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. See Matthew 28:18, Mark 16:15, Acts 1:8, and John 14:36. All Christian antiquity considers the apostolic tradition conserved in the various churches, particularly in the Roman Church, as the transmitting channel of the revealed word, equal to Holy Scripture. See especially St. Irenaeus Against Heresies, Book 3, Chapter 4, and the entire classical work of Tertullian, De Prescriptione Hereticorum. The principal instruments by means of which the divine tradition has been conserved are the professions of faith, the sacred liturgy, the writings of the fathers, the practice of the church, the acts of the martyrs, and archaeological monuments. Its organ is the living magisterium of the church, the Roman pontiff and the bishops united with and subordinate to him.